All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Beryl Gordon from Austin, Texas. Hey, I'm an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Guys, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Great way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a good start. You come to this call, you get inspired, you'll hear stories, you'll get great information that you can apply to your business right now, that you can make a difference in your business, okay? And that's why you should have your team on this call and be on this call every Sunday, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. You know, there are several other calls inside of Ambit Energy. All of them, you know, I can say most of them are good. You know, if you find a leader that you want to follow, that's great. But everybody in Ambit Energy should come to the national conference call on Sunday evenings. Now, you hear people talking about being registered for ambition, okay? September 2nd through the 5th, it's in Dallas, Texas. Guys, they're going to work out all the details. They're going to make it happen. They're going to make it happen. And if you have an appreciation for your business, you have a desire for your business to grow, you need to be at the national conference. One of the good things that I've been hearing about this company is that some of the announcements that they usually hold for Ambition, the big event, they're not going to hold this year, okay? Which, in my opinion, makes room for bigger and better things for them to do. If they can get some of the announcements out of the way, who knows what else they're going to bring forward to benefit the field and us in the, you know, that want to build our businesses. So get registered for the national event. Got to do it. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce our featured speaker for the evening. If you've been in Ambit before, you know, if you've been in Ambit for a period of time, then you already know who this person is. But I can tell you from personal experience, this guy is a mentor to so many people because he's just a, number one, he's a great guy. But his credentials are also strong. He was the CEO of a nationwide communications company even before Ambit Energy. He was Ambit Energy's first consultant. Okay, member of the Co-Founders Leadership Council, he's received the Co-Founder Impact Award, and he's a member of the $5 million income earners in Ambit Energy. Please welcome to the call, Mr. Frank Schmeling. Frank, welcome to the call, sir.
Bear, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Fantastic. Appreciate the invite, appreciate the opportunity to get to speak with you. It's always good to hear. Good old Bear Gordon as the MC on the national call, and I love that line. You know, I'm an EC, and you can be too. So it's great to hear your voice, my friend.
Yeah, good to hear you as well. You know, we haven't talked directly in a little bit, but you know, like I said before, you've been a mentor to many, including myself, and I've always appreciated your perspective and your coaching and sometimes your spankings. I mean, you know, you will get in there and just get real with people. So, you know, it's something that we really appreciate, and thank you for it.
Oh, no, my pleasure. That's what I love about this business. I'm a people. And to be able to help people and to talk to people and to help them grow and to learn, that's what this business is about. That's what I think we should all be about in life, is to want to help each other and see other people have success and grow and to see to become the best version of themselves. I mean, that to me is, I feel, the ultimate that we can do to make this country and just make our lives better.
Amen. And I didn't mention your military background. Tell us a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, so I was fortunate enough to earn the title United States Marine, and got to serve in Marine barracks and some other locations. And so, It's one of my greatest honors of being able to be able to say that I earned the title Marine. And, you know, they always say once a Marine, always a Marine. And, you know, one of the big things is the alumni of the Marine Corps is sensational. And that's actually how I got into telecommunications, was because a former Marine, or I should say a Marine, period, he said that when I got out, he said, well, you don't know anything, so come work for me. I'm going to show you how to teach you the ropes and give you some skill sets so that you can be productive and have some success. And so that's how I actually got started in communications.
Okay. And that company grew. And were you able to sell the company, or what was the outcome of that?
Yeah. So that was back. That was, wow, I'm going to date myself here, but that was back in the late 80s. It was actually the incumbent telephone company of New York And so I got the opportunity to go to a lot of training, a lot of schools, a lot of education, be around some really great mentors and people that are just unbelievable benefits to me and teaching me. And so I worked there for several years. I actually transitioned over to another version, another company of theirs. And from there, it's where I made a decision to go out and start my own company. And so that was really what was the main thing for me was I got the background in one of the major corporations, which is now called Verizon. But back in the day, it was called New York Telephone. And so from there, I transitioned to another company called Northern Telecom and then decided to go out on my own and ended up purchasing several companies, merging them together, doing what's called a roll-up strategy. And in 2008, thanks to actually the Ambit opportunity, I got the opportunity to sell that company and just really get to enjoy what was going on here in Ambit.
So tell us a little bit about those early days. You became the first consultant with the company and helped us all get started. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I was in communications. I was in basically the industry we were called CLEX, which was a fancy acronym for a certified telephone company. And during that time, I had the opportunity to work with our former CEO, Mr. Jerry Thompson Jr. And Jerry was transitioning, actually, which had turned into become Ambit Energy. He was transitioning out of telecommunications and going into the energy sector. And so he said, you know, as we were doing this transition and as I was purchasing his previous company, he had mentioned that he was going to be, you know, I'd asked him, I said, well, what are you going to be doing? And he said, well, I'm going to start an energy company and we're not 100% sure of how we're going to finalize it and what we're going to do. We're not sure of our marketing plan just yet. We're testing systems. We're going to be going through and doing a bunch of different things. And so when we have more, you know, information, I'll give you a call. And so I said, fantastic. And that was around the 2005 timeframe. And then in 2006, I got a phone call from Jerry and from Chris Chambliss. And Chris invited me down to one of their offices to go visit with him. And he was going to share with me the comp plan, the concept, and everything that he was going to be doing. And what we were going to be doing now is Ambit Energy. And so that materialized from there. It was great because I didn't really understand it because this is my first time in network marketing. But what I did understand, and I hope people get this, what I did understand back then was the fact that Jerry was, you know, the leader of the company, and I knew he had a vision for it. I didn't really know Chris. I was getting to know about Chris and learn and build a relationship with Chris through that time. But he seemed very experienced and very knowledgeable with regards to the compensation plan. And then obviously with his experience at Excel being along for the ride to be able to see how it started and how it developed and how it moved on. And so, you know, there's those windows of opportunity. And, you know, when the time came, John Burke gave me a call and said, all right, we're ready to go and go sign up. And so that's exactly what I did. I immediately went online and signed myself up, got situated. And that was in July, actually coming up here, July 18, 2006. So it'll be my 14-year anniversary coming up here next month.
Oh, you got it in the July of 06.
Yeah, so our official our official date is August 7th. It was actually pretty funny because it's 8/7/6 is the official corporate date of when we launched. That was our launch party. But I started back in July. Actually, I signed up even earlier than July 18th, but there was a systems issue, and so we had to kind of revamp and redo. And so when I signed back up, my official date is July 18th, 2006. And so we had a couple week head start before our first meeting, which was held at the corporate offices down in on Lamar Street. And there was a small group of us that were there. And you know, just to see that and, you know, think about that now, here we are almost 14 years later, to think about that room was 35 to 50 people. And, you know, now, I mean, you know, there's every single month there's promotions of 35 to 50 different, you know, RCs, SCs, more than that. But I'm just saying it's so funny to see, you know, the transition of how dynamic the growth has been and how it's transitioned. I mean, heck, we had, I think, 10 or 12 ECs just recently promote. So, I mean, it's just great to see, you know, from that time frame to today, the growth and where we're going to continue to go in the future.
Well, you and I have one thing or one title that we can both share together is that we're founding consultants. you know, having gotten involved with the company in the very early days when, you know, something, the structure was certainly there, but, you know, there were a few growing pains and transitions and all sorts of things that you go through as a new company. Now, when you look back on Ambit Energy back in 2006, 2008, 2010, and you compare it to what Ambit Energy has evolved into in 2020, where do you see this company going?
Well, that's a great question. You know, and I think you nailed it right on the head. You know, when we first started, there's growing pains, right? And we're kind of in that same front just now. I mean, we're going through some growing pains again, and I'll explain that in a minute. But, you know, there's always these ebbs and flows. And this is what I hope I can share with people to understand, is that in any business, there's cycles and there's ebbs and flows. And so, you know, we started with a tear in 2006. We had some, you know, some issues weather-wise, you know, right after that in 2008. We had some other issues down the road with just some regulatory requirements and things that have changed. And so you're always going through these ebbs and flows. And, you know, from back then to literally in 2008, where a significant portion of people decided that this wasn't going to be an opportunity for them, I always think back and I think about the people that made the decision to stop working their business. And I hate to say this, but I chuckle because, you know, at the first sign of adversity, they ran for the hills. And, you know, if you do that in this business, I mean, you just never know what you're going to miss. And I'll tell you what they missed. They missed over 40-something people becoming millionaires. And, you know, and how many thousandaires and how many people have become financially free, or how many people have gotten free energy, you know, month after month after month, or they've saved, you know, people money month after month. I mean, so, you know, I always believe in my heart is that, you know, the most important thing you can do is stay focused. The most important thing you can do is stay the course. I mean, there's always going to be those trials and tribulations. You know, we've heard, you know, for especially folks that are up in the Northeast, if you, you know, went through the polar vortex and, you know, you're going through, you know, different issues that just pop up because, you know, you're dealing with so many different areas, so many different entities. I mean, Public Service Commission, Public Utility Commission, Illinois Commerce Commission. I mean, all these different commissions, legislatures, and, you know, unfortunately, you're also subject to, you know, the political streams of what goes on in those states. And so, you know, the thing we have to do, and this is what I hope everybody will take away from this, is the thing we have to do is focus on the two simple things that we are taught and we should be doing every single day. And that is finding a handful of customers, people we know, love, and trust, and then helping others. And if you can do that, if you can just continue to keep your eye on the prize, you can be very successful in this business and not get caught up in all the ebbs and flows and not worrying about those different things, because there's always cycles. There's always times when it can come back and help you. I mean, I remember talking to a consultant one time up in the Massachusetts area, and they were a little frustrated because, you know, at that time we weren't, we had a little issue. We weren't competitive from their perspective. And then, you know, what ended up happening was literally 2 weeks later, we had the most competitive rate, and we went on a 6-month tear up in Massachusetts because we had that advantage, that window. And so the folks that quit because they made a decision, oh, we're not that competitive today, you know, they missed that 6-month window where we were just, I mean, it was like shooting fish in a barrel. And so, you know, that's what I want to make sure people understand is the power of this opportunity. It's people that are in here for the long haul. And, you know, one of the key things, you think about investing in the stock market, and the stock market, you know, they tell you the most important thing you can do is stay in the stock market. Not people run, they get nervous, they panic, they pull all their money. But if you look at the history of how it operates, and if you're on the market, people over time are always up. And so, you know, you have to believe in this business the same way. It's not, you know, I hate to say it, the cliche, but it's not a get rich quick scheme. It's one that's going to require effort. It's going to require work. And so, you know, what I see is I see greater opportunity. I mean, I think, you know, as I talked about the different, you know, cycles and things that we've gone through, the transition of the purchase, you know, what I'm a big fan of is the fact of that we are now part of a publicly traded, you know, utility company that has the financial backing and the wherewithal. We have the leadership that believes in us, and that's going to allow us to propel into so many different things in the future. And so, you know, from my vantage point, I think we're in, you know, the catbird seat, you know, and I just look forward to what I think they're going to do. And, you know, as I think Brian has mentioned many, many times, you know, right now they're working on the Texas market, but they're not leaving behind, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maine, they're going to be coming back and they're going to be working through that and making sure that, you know, we're as competitive as we can be, but more importantly, that you have the support. And, you know, as we go through this COVID-19 and all the things that have gone on, I thank the Lord that Chris and Jerry actually sold to Vistra, because, you know, not that I'm saying that we may not have been around, but we definitely have a different scenario because of their foresight and because of their opportunity and because of the sale to Vistra. You know, we do have that financial wherewithal to withstand, you know, some of the seriousness that we're going through in the country. And that's what's going to allow us to propel, you know, going into not only the second half of 2020, but then 2021 and beyond. I'm looking forward to, you know, what Vistra is going to allow us to do, what products they're going to come up with. And, you know, just listening to Daryl and Eric and the conversations that they have and the insight teams and all the different things that they share with us with regards to, you know, what they're capable of. I mean, how you cannot be excited about that, I don't know. I mean, I'm really excited to see what they're going to do. I'm looking forward to what they're going to do for the other markets that they talk about, that they care about. And I think, as you mentioned earlier, you know, with ambition, I think it's the perfect time to really get to see then the vision and the future of what we're going to do. So I'm just as jacked and pumped today as I was back in 2006. And the interesting thing is, I really was more the unknown back in 2006. Now I know. I mean, you know, I didn't know what I didn't know back then, but now I know a lot more. And I think looking through the lenses, I'm saying, I'm just glad that I stuck it out, that I continue to do it. And I hope that each and every one that's on this call, you know, will do that same thing and just continue to stick it out and work through the ebbs and flows so that you can work on your financial freedom.
Well, I tell you what, you, you know, I know from being a friend of yours and being in touch with you that just before the COVID situation occurred, you had opened up a training center, you know, definitely committed to the growth in the future. Now, at this very moment, we can't have necessarily the local meetings or the meetings at the hotels. I know many cities have actually canceled their hotel meetings altogether. And there's new technology out and new different strategies out. You built your business to the point that you were a $5 million income earner. But today, how would you do it differently in order to keep up with the trends and to have the same kind of a success?
That is so on point and spot on. You know, because of what's gone on, technology has allowed us to transition, you know, and listen, there's a lot of folks, old school MLM network marketers that believe belly to belly and, you know, that you've got to drive an hour and a half to go present. I can't say what I'll say, so I'll just leave it at that. But I call nonsense on that. You know, the technology that is available to us today, whether it's you know, Zoom, whether it's WhatsApp, whether it's, you know, any of those, you know, video capabilities, it just evens the playing field. I mean, so, you know, before people would always say, oh, well, you know, my upline says that I need to be in person, do one-on-ones, you know, and yes, listen, they're great. But you can do one-on-one over Skype, over, you know, Zoom. You can do a one-on-one with technology. Take advantage of the technology, because I'm more productive utilizing Zoom than I ever was getting in a car driving somewhere. I mean, if you think about it, and this is what people don't think about, and I want to share this with you, you know, you have to look at the cost benefit analysis, right? And so what is that? Every time for me, when I was in communications, I would have what they call a truck roll, right? And so we would first try and fix it over the phones before they actually took a technician, got in a car and drove an hour to try and fix something. We would first try and fix it over the phone. Why? Because it was a cost to doing business that was so much less than having to be able to go and drive that hour to visit the customer and get it fixed up versus being able to talk to them over the phone or being able to do something remotely. And it's the same thing now. Now that technology has advanced so much, I mean, and that's, you know, we're talking 20 years ago. Now the technology has advanced so much. I mean, it's almost like literally seeing the person and talking to them as if they're sitting across the table from you. So what I would do differently, or not even what I would do differently, what I'm doing currently, is I'm taking advantage of the technology that's out there. You know, Ambit is also beginning to put out different opportunities for us with regards to presentations. And I know they're going to be launching, and I don't want to speak ahead of the curve, but they're going to be launching some power rallies that are going to allow just the different locations to be able to host the different power rallies, and those will be online. I mean, the technology is your friend. Don't be afraid of it, you know, and don't be afraid of sitting across on a Zoom call or Facebook or any of those. Use technology. I think John Drew does an amazing job. National consultant John Drew does an amazing job of talking about social media. And so learn. Take advantage of the leaders that are willing to spend time and teach you and show you different ways of going out to build the business. Instead of being afraid, instead of holding up and closing down and saying, oh, I can't drive an hour and a half, so that means I can't be successful. Nonsense. Take advantage of the technology and allow it to grow your business and learn from the leaders that are doing it with success. I mean, you know, I was part of a Rainmakers Academy the other day. They did this 7 days for 3 hours a night. I mean, they had so many different leaders on there sharing so many great things with everybody. And, you know, take advantage of that. If you're a consultant in this business, there is no reason that you cannot find teaching and trainings that are going to help you be successful. Now, don't get caught up and get overloaded and spend hours upon hours upon hours of doing that. But what I'm saying is learn from the people who are having success that are teaching how to go out there and use technology, whether it be social media, whether it be technology for Facebook, whether it be technology for Zoom, however it may be, WhatsApp. There's so many different variations of techniques and technology out there. But find one that you're comfortable with, learn how to use it, and then most importantly, make the calls, make the introductions. You know, this for me, you know, this time right now, I think is the greatest time to build a business. And I say that with all respect to what's going on in society, but, you know, because people are still staying home. I mean, yes, people want to go out and be out and about and what have you, but for the majority, people are still staying home. There's still people working from home because a lot of companies are still not allowing, you know, the groups to get together just yet. So, you know, what I was telling my team and people that I mentor and talk to is connect with folks right now. Don't come out of left field and start blasting them on your opportunity, but connect with people. Ask them how they're doing. You know, one of the key things that I do each and every day is make phone calls to people and just ask them how they're doing. Hey, you know what? I know you're up in, you know, like all my friends in New York and New Jersey and some of the areas that were hard hit. I'd call them up and just say, hey, just touching base, seeing how you're doing, making sure everybody's safe up there. And I can't begin to tell you how many people have returned phone calls to just say thanks and then see what I'm up to. And then that's when you can transition into conversations or folks asking me what am I still doing the energy business, and then I can transition into communicating with that. But I think, you know, if I would say anything, the most important thing is don't be afraid of technology, learn how to communicate, find the leaders that are teaching the different skill sets and learn from it, and then take advantage of what the company is about to launch and does give you from the technology standpoint and utilize it to grow your business.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. I know that, you know, when you talk about not being afraid of the technology, I'm a professional photographer, and I started photography back when there was film, and most people don't even know what that is anymore. You know, everybody knew what Kodak was, but nobody knows who Kodak is today because they're gone. And when the digital format came out, a lot of film photographers resisted the advancement of technology. And now today, the digital market is so awesome inside of photography that anyone that pretty much has a camera has a very good camera in their hands. And it just took that commitment to say, okay, this is what is happening now, and this is the way it's going to go. It's not something I'm going to change myself. Holding on to the old way of doing things, that's going to work for so long. And then you're going to be forced to move forward in one way or the other. So to embrace it, prior to the force, if you will, but just to embrace it, this is, you know, this is the age of social media, the age of digital technology, the age of the Zoom calls and you know, doing it online, pretty much so. Just building your business through all of the different the technology, the apps, the Zoom calls, and everything else that's available to us. And to learn from some of these young folks, I tell you what, now I'm not an old guy, but I'm a little older than some of these guys that are that are out there, you're doing this on social media, and it's a lot to learn, but it's certainly profitable, right?
Absolutely. I mean, anything's possible if you're willing to put in the time, the effort, and the work to get it done. I mean, you know, the way I look at it is, and this is typically, maybe it's my CEO hat, coming on, but it's either you adapt or you become extinct. I mean, that's just a fact. And it's
there
the
you
same
go.
Thing in our business. You know, you either adapt or you become extinct. And if you look at companies that never adapted, where are they? They're gone. You know, they're either in bankruptcy or they're bought out by somebody bigger who puts them on the shelf. And it's the same thing in our business. I mean, that's what you have to understand. You're a business owner. You know, yes, you're a sales and marketing owner of a company. I mean, that's what you have to understand. And so you have to adapt to the times. You have to adapt to the technology, because the worst thing is not adapting and sticking to your old methodologies and wondering why you're spinning your wheels. You know, I mean, you've got to be able to go on and grow. I mean, it's scary for some folks. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But the rewards from it can be so much greater than by trying to stand still. I mean, it's to me, it's mind-boggling how some folks still keep that mindset. No, I don't want change. I don't want change, you know. And it brings me to a great point. I was talking about, you know, either you're adapt or you're extinct. And so, as I mentioned earlier, I have a mentor that I have actually a couple mentors that I go to and talk to on a quarterly basis and make sure that I'm learning, make sure that I'm growing, because, you know, I think that's one of the most important things for me is I want to get better. I want to grow myself personally. I want to grow myself spiritually, but I want to make sure that I'm evolving, that I'm not the same. And, you know, I was talking to my mentor the other day and we started talking about, because he had actually watched part of the Rainmakers Academy that I was doing a training session on. And so he critiqued me on it, and he talked to a couple things about it and shared with me his thoughts. And, you know, and one of the things that he had said, you know, because I talked about, you know, five of the top 10 fears, and people fear being inadequate. People fear, you know, being judged. People fear, you know, being fear of failure or fear of change, you know, and so that's kind of what we were going through. And so he brought up a great point to me, and he said, you know, Frank, he says, I don't understand why people have that fear of failure. He said, because at least if you failed at doing something, it means you did something. It means you put the action in and you worked from it. Now, you got to learn from that. He goes, because to me, what I would be fearful of, what I would absolutely be fearful of more than failure or anything is regret. Is knowing that I had a chance to go out and do something and I chose not to do it. That to me is the fear that everybody should have. You know, we all have the same opportunity. We all have the same capability of going out there and learning from different leaders and picking up the phone or using the technology to advance our businesses. And that's what he was pointing out to me. He's like, you know, you need to share this and tell people. He's like, don't be fearful of failure. Failure's fine. Learn from it. Move on. You know, but be fearful and think about this. Be fearful of regret, because regret is absolutely one of the worst feelings to have, because you cost yourself. That was it. There was nobody else that cost you, because you regretted doing something. You chose not to do something. And, you know, when we were talking about that, it kind of hit me, because I was thinking like, man, I don't ever want to regret. I want to make sure that I go out. I'd rather go down with the ship, as the old captain line was, is make sure that, you know, I'm going to go down with the ship. That's the way I would look at it, and hopefully learn from it, or at least teach somebody something so that they learn from it so that they can advance. So, you know, I think that to me, the most important thing that we can do is really continue to grow, is continue to learn, is continue to evolve so that we can continue to be, you know, consistent and make sure that we're teaching and training and learning and growing and helping people, and make sure that we don't ever fall into that fear of regret, because that to me is worse than anything.
Gotcha. Got that completely. The fear of regret. Wishing you had done something that you hadn't done. And, you know, it's also true in life. It's like when you get up in the years, you always think about what you wish you could have had a done kind of thing. And
yeah,
it's just easier to just go do
should've.
It. Yeah, it's just easier to just do it. That's awesome.
Yeah, and learn
Frank.
From. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I said just learn from your mistakes. I mean, learn from the failure, right? I mean, there's and people are so fixated on, you know, as I was talking about the top five reasons why people do not build a business, and fear of inadequacy, of not sounding like I know what I'm talking about, or or the fear of, you know, of rejection. You know, rejection, please, you want to learn how to overcome rejection, go sell door to door. Now, you can't do that right now, but I mean, if you want to learn how to overcome that fear, go sell door to door. When people are slamming doors in your face, telling you get a real life, get a real job, you know, you'll get over that real quick. I mean, you know, that's the thing, is there's so many greater things that we could worry about. Instead, just go out and do something. Just put your nose to the grindstone, make a decision. You know, one of the key things for me, and I'll share this real quick. I learned it actually from a seminar I got the opportunity to go to at Darren Hardy's. And, you know, the most important thing that I think you can do is make sure that you have a plan for growth, but a plan of what you're going to do every day. And I know, Bear, you and I talked about it when we were talking, you know, on a consistent basis. You know, it comes down to what you're doing every day, your daily method of operation. I'm a firm believer in that you have to have a daily method of operation. You have to have, you know, an understanding of how you spend your time, how are you going to go out there and spend your time so that you can make time to do the important thing, you know. I think every day, one of the greatest things and what's allowed me to be successful in the different endeavors that I've gone on is the fact that I have a plan. I always have a plan, and I always have a plan B just in case, but I always have a plan of what I want to accomplish and what am I, you know, so I call them bookends, which is what Darren referenced them, you know, and that is you set up you have what you're going to do in the morning, 15 minutes, and then you have nighttime, you review, and then you set up for your next morning, and then you just, you know, you have those bookends. And I can't stress enough how powerful those bookends are to keep a gauge on what it is that you're doing and what you did do. And then the other aspect that I really, really believe in is having priorities. I have three MVPs. I call them every day, and those are my most valuable priorities. And I make sure that I absolutely make sure that I complete those every single day, so that I'm making sure that I'm moving the ball forward. And so, you know, for everybody that's on this call, I mean, the most important thing you can do is take action. You know, you've heard Brian talk about massive positive action time and time again, but that's, I mean, there's a reason why he says that. There's a reason why you want to be able to do that. And, you know, if you look back and say, did I do enough? Did I take massive positive action or did I not? The only person that can answer that is you. And so, you know, I hope everybody on this call understands the power of going out there and taking action and learning from what it is that you do each and every day. And for anybody that says, I don't have enough time in the day or anything like that, what I would challenge you to do is do a journal of how you spend your day and break it down into 30 minutes or an hour increments. Journal. I promise you, you will find time. You'll be blown away by how much time you find when you're doing things that you really could be doing more productive things that are going to help you to be more successful. It takes no more than 15 minutes to make a couple phone calls, introduce people, talk to people, connect with people, communicate with people. So each and every one of us have that and should make sure that we make that commitment to going out there and doing something each and every day to be successful.
That's awesome. Hey, you know what? You were saying talking about personal development, and I was going to ask you something about that. When you were mentoring me, one of the things that you actually got on me about right off the bat was that I wasn't reading a book. And I wanted to ask you, just for fun, what book are you reading, or what's the last book you read?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that question.
I remember. You said, you're not reading a book, Bear, no pass. Come on now.
So, yeah, so one of my things is I like psychology. For some strange reason, you know, and it's called, you know, personal development, right? It's personal. Everybody has a different game plan, a different path, and what you're doing and stuff like that. So I'm currently reading by Marcus Buckingham and Donald Clifton a book called Now Discover Your Strengths. It's a revolutionary program that shows you how to develop unique talents and strengths, and to those are the people that you manage. So that's what I'm currently reading right now, but I did just finish up a book by Brené Brown, and I'm still going through the 5-second rule, which is I love that. You know, I can't say enough about that. And so I'm always evolving, right? I mean, that was one of the big things. So, but right now I'm currently still going through Now Discover Your Strengths by Marcus Buckingham and Donald Clifton.
Okay, Discover Your Strengths. Marcus Buckingham.
Yes, Marcus Buckingham.
Donald Clifton. Okay.
Always lead right, cool. leaders, right? I mean, that's what they always say. You know, it's funny, you know, you mentioned that because one of my mentors, one of the conversations we had was he was talking about a book that he was reading. And so as he was going through the book, you know, it didn't interest me. It sounded, I mean, it was great. I was learning from him because he read it. And so he was sharing with me. And so, so I said to him, I said, yeah, that doesn't sound like something I'd be interested in. And it was funny because I was really curious to see and hear what his reaction would be to me. And he said, so what part of personal development didn't you understand when it said personal? And I was like, he says, it's not for everybody. There's, you know, there's a different book. So you got to go out there. You got to find a book that interests you, that's going to allow you to grow in a strength or a weakness or in an area that you need assistance and support in. And then, you know, share it. But, you know, it's not always for everybody. But, you know, the most important thing is that you're working on yourself. You're doing something. You're taking action and trying to grow yourself. You know, John Maxwell always says most people fail because they don't have a growth plan. And I think that's so true, is that most people don't think about, well, what's my growth plan? You know, and I'm a firm believer that you have to have that. You have to think about, okay, who I am today is just a picture of what I'm going to be tomorrow, because I want to be better. I want to learn more. I want to be able to share more. I want to be able to guide more. I want to be able to grow more so that I can effect more and make an impact to more people.
That's great. I'm sitting here thinking about that. It's good. Okay, well, listen, we're glad to have you on the call. We're going to have to invite you back because, you know, when it comes to, you know, growth and personal development, I know that you walk what you talk. And it certainly made a difference for me to you forcing me to read a book. Now I read them more often on my own. Yeah, that's been great.
Awesome.
Any final thoughts before we go? Any final words that you want to share about, you know, the future, ambition, anything that you may know that you want to share with us?
Yeah, I know some things. Unfortunately, I can't share them. So, but I will say
wait, hold on, you didn't hear the question. I said, if you want to talk about anything you want to know about, you know, anything that you know that you want to share with us?
Yeah, under the penalty of excommunication, I can't share. But what
I
can
folks,
say
you,
is...
you saw, I tried, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll switch his arm for it.
Is loose lips sink ships, and so, you know, I don't want to get myself in hot water, you know, but there's some exciting news going to be coming out here in the coming days, and so I'm really pumped about it. I think everybody that's on this call, there'll be no excuses. Let's just say that. That'll be my clue. There'll be no excuse for anybody to say no or to miss an opportunity. But, you know, that I can only say that. That's as far as I can go. But I'm
well,
just looking forward to what the
that.
Future holds. I'm looking forward to, you know, with Vistra at the helm and with, you know, everything that's going to be coming down here. Obviously looking forward to what's going to be going on here in the August-September timeframe with Ambition and seeing what that's going to do with some of the different training and speakers and things of that nature that's going to allow you to help you to grow your business. And kind of dovetailing back to what you said, you know, one of the great things, you know, that you said was the fact that they start releasing things no longer just waiting for Ambition. And you know, that's powerful. And I hope people caught that. I want to make sure I reiterate that. I hope people caught that. Is, you know, instead of having to wait for Ambition, you know, for them to be able to say, nope, it's ready, let's go. That's what excites me because, you know, that just tells me that they're thinking about us. That just tells me that they're working behind the scenes and, you know, that they're doing what they can to make sure that it's the best opportunity for us. And so, you know, I guess in closing, you know, for me, what I would say is if you can do something, do something. As I mentioned before, you know, my mentor was having a conversation with me and he said, Frank, don't worry about failure. Failure is good. Learn from it, grow from it, but don't ever, ever have regret. Fear of regret should be your most powerful fear. You should be afraid that you didn't do something that could have changed your family's financial future, and you didn't do something that could have changed the direction of how you live your life and what you do on a day-to-day basis. And so I hope everybody takes that to heart and understands the power of this opportunity. You know, as Chris used to talk about it, the fifth objection is, I mean, we don't have to change somebody's buying habit. They're already buying us, you know, and especially in, you know, the financial times that we're going through right now, people are looking to save money. People are looking for opportunities, you know, take advantage of this. Because here's what I can promise you. there are leaders right now that are taking advantage of this, and they're building their business and they're growing. And all that's going to do for them is continue to change the way that they live on a day-to-day basis. And they're going to do it because they made a decision. They made a conscious decision to go out and to do something that's going to grow their business. They're using technology. They're not afraid of it. They're learning from it. Don't fear change. Make sure that you make that decision. Sit down with yourself, look in the mirror and say, I'm committed. I'm ready to do this. I'm going to pick up the phones. I'm going to do my MVPs each and every day. I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to communicate. I'm going to connect, and I'm going to grow this business. I'm going to find the leaders that are willing to roll up their sleeves and walk arm in arm with me. And they're going to help you grow, and you can grow this business to be whatever you choose it to be. I just hope that everybody that's listening on this call heeds that advice and goes out and makes that determination, that decision to do something every day so that they can grow a large and successful business so that they become financially free.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate that. I'm just glad that we had the opportunity to have you on the call. I hope that we have you on the call again. Some of the things that you mentioned today could certainly be elaborated on. Some of the daily methods of operation, it's just so much. But that personal development, I can tell from my experience with you, has made a lot of difference. And just embracing the change is where we need to be today, and I appreciate that. So, folks, here's the deal. If you want someone else to hear this call, okay, and you want them to hear what we were talking about tonight and what Frank was saying. Maybe encouraging to somebody who's just hesitant about new technology or hesitant about, really stepping out there and making the effort, talking about the fear of regret. You can go to topambitleaders.com. Again, topambitleaders.com. All of our calls are recorded and you can hear them on that. You can go into the website and pull up the Business Builder calls, and you can listen to not only Frank's call, but many calls that we've done in the recent past have been absolutely awesome. Also, Norbert Hennessy records these calls, and he puts them out on his Facebook site. He puts a link so that you can get that as well. So if you want to hear the call again, it's available to you. It's going to be available to you no later than tomorrow. But Frank, I just want to thank you one more time. I'm glad to have you on the call, and I look forward to having you again.
My pleasure, Barrett. Always great talking with you, my friend.
Absolutely. Okay, folks, I'm going to give you an opportunity to say thanks to Frank, and then we're going to wind it up. So here we go. Hold on just a second.